ってしまう。
Good morning, Anchor. Great to be here. I've been looking forward to this for some time to be with you and to share ourselves and this time and our work with you. First of all, my name is Grant Heffernan. My wife, Neilva, just getting up there to go backwards. You're not leaving, are you? No, okay. My wife, Neilva, she is from Brazil, and we've been married for a few years. It was 29 years, actually. The other day, we got, and we remembered our wedding date, yeah. Okay, but we also have three children, see if we can get this going. Switch it on. No. It's not cool. Okay. But we have three children. We have two in Auckland and one in Brazil. The one just got married. When we get we'll show you a wedding photo. We are as proud parents. We had a great time. It's only 1 month ago. We had our first wedding. So I cried a lot. To see my daughter get married. I thought I had it all under control, but it wasn't. and our son is back in Brazil. He is doing business administration. He's a Brazilian girlfriend. And so he sort of won't be coming back to New Zealand easily, although he'd like to. He liked New Zealand. Okay, we're going. Now we're going. Let's go back. It's just a quiz. Huh? Is that the first one? Okay. Timeless. Okay, so our youngest daughter, Katrina, she is up in Auckland. She's doing 1 year of study at Laidlaw College, theological studies. And then she wants to go into perhaps dentistry down in cold Dunedin. yeah, I wouldn't go there myself, but she's keen, so let her go. And yeah, that's our family. So I've told you some information. Let's find out how much you know about Brazil. So we're going to want 10 people to come up with 10, no, 6. Let's go down to 6 people to come up the front here. And we're going to ask you some questions. And the answers are A and B, very simple. And there's a prize. Okay, so can we have 6 people, perhaps 2 young people and 4 others. I won't risk myself on age here. Okay, yes, thank you, volunteer. Oh, thank you, Bruce. Yeah, your name's not level now. Okay. Great. Oh, this church is very willing. That's great. it's appropriate. Okay. How many? 2, 4, 5, 6. Our 6 person. Okay, we've got a warm-up question. Warm-up question, very simple question. What language do we speak in Brazil? A, Spanish. B, Portuguese. Windows. Everybody's... Okay, the answer is Portuguese, B. Okay, if you get the answer wrong, unfortunately, I'll ask you to sit down in the front here. Okay. Because you might get a second chance. Okay, number 2. How many bridges cross the Amazon River? A, none. B, 50. That's right. That's a little bit harder, this question. Okay, A, none. B, 50. The answer is A, none. Oh, we eliminated some people. Oh dear. Just say this. None, because all the freight and all the people go up the rivers by boat, so they don't have to cross over. And there's only one, I think, one road across the Amazon, Trans-Amazon highway, which I don't know if it's much of a highway, but it goes across. Okay, number three. How old is Brazil? A, 215, B, 516 years. That's since it was first discovered. Some deep thinking there. Okay, the answer is B, 516 years. Everybody's in? Great, we're still going. Next question. Which of these two players is not from Brazil? Okay, A, Neymar, B, not from Brazil. Yeah, the answer is Messi, B. Okay, you might get a second chance. Okay, yeah, Messi is from which country? Argentina, yeah. Okay, next question. We're still on football. How many goals did Germany score against Brazil in the last World Soccer Cup? Eliminated Brazil. A, 7, 3, B. The answer is 7, A. Oh, we got two left. Okay, next question. What's the capital city of Brazil? A, Brasilia, B, Rio. The answer is A, Brasilia. Still in? Good, yeah, very good. Next question. Who's the president of Brazil at the moment? A, Lula. Lula's the man. And B, Dilma. The answer is Dilma. B. Hey. Okay. Here's our prize. Brazil nuts. The last question? Okay. Last question, but it's just everybody? Yeah. Everybody, for everybody. Okay. How many language schools are there in our city, in Campinas? It's probably a guess. Over 50? Well over 100. Oh, stand up if you think it's A. Nobody? No, nobody? You sure? Over 50? So still some people standing, yeah. Any more? I'm sorry. It's well over 100. Yeah. Okay. Well over 100 language schools in our city. True. Okay, in Brazil there's a great, a lot of people want English, and a lot of language schools, and for these language schools, of course, you have to pay. It costs money, and many of the poor people do not have what they need to pay for it, and so they have to find other alternatives. So, language schools, our son is actually teaching part-time at a language school as a part-time because he's studying at university. But there are many language schools and poor people. Let's see if we can get out. In the city, in our city, there is... Okay, you can sit down. You can go back if you want. There are two major universities. One is called PUC, which is at a Catholic university, and the other one is Unicamp, which is a large university, one of the top universities in South America, and there are 45,000 students. So from this university and from our suburb, we get a lot of students for our Good News English classes. This is the name of our ministry over in Brazil, Good News English Classes, which we hold in a church. We use the buildings of a church, their rooms, and they are free English classes. The only cost they have is to buy their study books. So we get some students from these universities. Some are from around South America as well. Come from Peru, Colombia, and other countries to study there. Apart from around Brazil, all over Brazil. So we have quite a variety of people. Very different types of people. But before I go on to that, I think we'll show you where we're at. This is where we are, in Campinas, which is in the southeastern part of the country, near Sao Paulo, about an hour's drive away, near Rio, about 5 or 6 hours. 5 or 6 hours close in Brazil. Such a big country, you have to travel a lot to go to many places. So Rio is not that far away. 5 or 6 hours is nothing. It's the best part of Brazil, the wealthiest part. If you go up into the northeast, which I'll get my pointer here, if I can use a pointer somewhere. Is that going to work? It didn't work on there, is it? Okay, up in that area, up the top there, it's very dry, very hard part of the country, and the living conditions there are African style. Very poor, they live in huts. $50 a month is sufficient for them to live. But they live a very poor subsistence living up in that area. Very dry, very hot, months of without water, which means no crops, which means difficulty to get a living. So we are down in the southeastern, which is where most of the industry, most of the business goes on. And most of the people live down there naturally, around about 60 million people in that southeastern region. This is our city, Campinas, which is about 1 million people, about the size of Auckland. Auckland goes out, Campinas went up. So there are a lot of high-rise buildings, apartment buildings. We used to live on the eighth floor in an apartment building, which is quite common. The apartment buildings, most of them are around about 70, 80 square meters in size, with 2 or 3 bedrooms, and most people live in those buildings. Okay, this is where we have our English classes, our installations. We have 5 chalets available for us, and we have 4 going. We have 2 other teachers with us, a couple from the church, who are involved in the ministry with us in the evenings. They work during the day, and they teach at night with us. So, our classroom. Yep. This is a classroom, new of a teaching here. We have students around about from 3 to 12 in a class, and they have 2 hours a week of English. And if they study on Saturdays, we have classes on Saturdays as well, they get an hour and a half of study. So we've had a lot of students apply for our course. We've had over 600 people apply in the last 3 years. 600 have applied, but we don't accept everybody. So we've had 300 people go through our classes in the last 3 years. And so we've had contact with 300 non-Christians over this time. So it's a great mission field. It's slow work, but they are open to speaking about it. Most are open. Some are quite religious. Some have other religions. So we have a great mission field here, and we plan to expand our work into full-time work and work. Give more classes, have more teachers. We have more teachers from the church who are willing to participate with us. So we're looking forward to this year when we get back. Actually, the class has already started. The couple that work with us have started the classes, and Delano as well, our son. So they're going without us, When we get back, we'll just go in. Okay, but before I go any further, I think I'll hand over to Nilva. She has some more to add to what I've been saying.
Thank you. Right. I don't know if we mentioned in the beginning, we are called the Good News. We started this ministry about 4 years ago, and we called it Good News because of there are two aspects. The first piece of good news is that the students get to study English for free. So that's very important. In studying English, learning English, knowing English in Brazil is very important, as it is in many other, actually all over the world. And so everybody wants to study. And it's very expensive to go to a private language school and to pay for it, of course. So it's very attractive. It's a very good means of attracting the people when you invite them to have free English classes. So they will come to a church. People who are not churchgoers, who are not religious, will come to a church environment because of the English. And the second part of the good news is that our main objective really is to tell them the good news about Jesus Christ. So that's why we called ourselves the Good News. So Grant has said that we've had about 300 students in the last 3 years or so. We thought you might like to meet two of our students. I hope you don't mind. We invited two other people from Brazil, two students, and they are here with us. I think Fernando has already arrived. Fernando, can you come in, please? So we're going to have a little chat to Fernando so you can get a better idea of what it is like to study at the Good News. Fernando, thank you for coming. Did you have a good trip?
Yes, very good trip.
Right. Okay. Thank you for accepting our invitation and coming, Fernando. So, I'd like to ask you, what exactly is your job?
I'm actually a chauffeur, executive chauffeur.
Okay, who do you drive around?
Hmm?
Executives, what kind of executives? Where are they from?
They come from international companies from around the world. Actually, they are from Japan, the States, everywhere, Germany, Europe. Yeah.
And what language do you use to communicate with them?
I have to use English. Yeah,
right.
That's the international language. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And is it easy or difficult for you to learn English, Fernando?
It's not too difficult, actually. I like the language, so I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hearing English most of the day with the executives.
Mm-hmm. It's so, like free conversation.
Yeah.
Free conversation class.
That's it, yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, and tell us about I quite like the look. You always come to classes wearing a beautiful blazer and sunglasses.
Yeah, well, sunglasses because I'm driving all day in the sun, a lot of glare.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to just got used to wearing sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And my boss requires that I look a little bit decent to work with executives here.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And Fernando, what are your work hours?
My work hours? I start all irregular because I start early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 4:30, can go through to 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Wow.
Because I'm picking up executives from the airport, taking them back.
It's
all
not easy.
Yeah.
Well,
teacher, is my English okay?
It's very good. Your English has improved a lot. You're doing really well.
Yeah.
But I think it's not just because of the good news. You get lots of free practice with the executives, don't you?
Yes. The good news helps me a lot because I can learn some grammar and some, reading.
No, you're doing really well. But, Fernando, you work these long hours. How do you find the energy to come to the good news classes and study from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night?
Oh, well, I guess because I like it, that helps me. Gives me an incentive to to study, but also sometimes not so difficult, and sometimes a couple of drinks helps here.
Yes, well, I've heard that sometimes you're not quite sober in class.
Hey, teacher,
Yes, I've heard.
I can still study, no problem.
I don't know about that. We'd rather you came sober to class. But anyway, has the good news actually helped you in any other way? Have you made use of the other resources that we offer at church?
Yeah. You offered to get some counseling for my wife. From the people of the church.
Sorry, what's the problem with your wife?
She's got panic syndrome, so she doesn't leave home. She used to be great, but now in the last few years she just developed this, and it's really difficult because we have a small daughter, and it's difficult to take her out of out of the house. She just won't leave here.
Right. Yes. Well,
so you suggested
come.
Perhaps the church could help her, but perhaps we'll do that.
Well, we are praying for you. We are praying for your family,
for your wife
and your daughter. And you know, the counselors are still available. And I've told you before, they use the Bible in counseling. They're quite professional, so I'm sure they could help you. But we'll continue praying for you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming, Fernando.
Great to be in New Zealand. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
See you back in Brazil. Thank you. Right. This is actually a real person. If you come and visit us in Brazil, you're all invited. You can help us a little bit, give some conversation classes. You can meet Fernando. He's a character. This is all true that we've been talking about here. I don't need to repeat anything. But he's a lot of fun, and he really enjoys coming to the classes, and we have lots of laughs together in a group of 9 to 12 students. He's really good. So, as Grant mentioned before, most of our students are not actually Fernando's age. Fernando is about 50, around 50 years old. Most of our students are actually in their early 20s, university students. But we have also people who are young at heart. And we have a very special group of retired people over 70 who have been with us for some time. The English is actually a detail for them. It's very hard for them to learn, but they love coming to classes, and they love the Bible reading we do, and they love the whole environment. But, as I said before, we invited another student, Tiago. Can you come in, please, Tiago? So we'll have a wee chat to Tiago. We're very happy that he was able to also come. Yes. Thank you, Tiago, for coming.
Right.
So, what are you actually studying here at Unicampi?
I'm doing my doctorate in biology.
Wow, right. And how did you hear about the good news?
Oh, yeah. My professor at university, actually he's a member of this church here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told me about the English classes, and they're free. So, great, yeah, that's what I need.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
lovely.
Yeah, for my doctorate, it's important.
Sorry, is it João?
Yeah, João.
Right, oh, very good.
You know João?
Yes, it's very good.
Goodbye.
I know
him.
He's my son's girlfriend's uncle.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. He's a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
It's very good to hear that other members of the church are actually advertising for us so that we can have more students. Yeah, that's lovely to hear. But, Tiago, has the good news actually helped you with your English?
Oh, yeah. The other day we had a guy came from the USA giving lectures in the university. I could understand them pretty well, so I was really happy with that. Mm-hmm. I thought, yeah, the classes are really going along, helping me with that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you say that listening English and understanding is one of the most difficult parts for you?
Yeah, I think listening is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking also, I've got to have the speaking.
Right, yeah, because most students seem to read and write quite well.
Yeah,
but when it comes to listening and understanding.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing up to now. I can read and... Mm-hmm. And understand, but speaking and listening.
Okay. Well, glad to hear that we've been able to help you a little bit.
Yeah.
Has the good news helped you in any other way?
Yeah, actually, it has, because somebody in the church offered counseling for my girlfriend and I.
Oh, yeah, what's your girlfriend's name? Is Fernanda your girlfriend?
Fernanda, yeah.
She's my student.
Oh, yeah. She's your student, yeah.
Right.
She's in your class.
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah. Mm. Okay, and...
She really loves your classes, yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I think... yes, Fernanda, yeah.
Fernanda.
Have you been able to... have you been helped by in any way?
Yeah, as I was saying, it's my girlfriend, and mm-hmm. so we've had counselling with Osvaldo.
Okay, sorry, I mean...
We had serious problems, relationship problems, and things were pretty black, so pretty serious. That was a great help. Now we go to the church regularly And that helps too. We like the place here. Yeah. It's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I've seen you sitting together at the back. You and and your girlfriend. Yeah, that's very good. Very good to hear that you're coming and that you've had some help.
Church is helping us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Very good. So, Thiago, thank you so much for coming here and having a chat to us.
That's welcome. Yeah, it's a bit cold here, isn't it?
Well, it can be. You ain't seen nothing yet. It can be much colder than this.
I think I'll be going back before winter.
Yes. Anyway, thank you so much for coming, Thiago. See you back in Brazil. Yeah, so that's another real student. If you go to Brazil, when you come, you can meet Thiago and his girlfriend, Fernanda. I got a little confused here because I'm a little bit tired, but it's true. They are boyfriend, girlfriend, Thiago and Fernanda, and they've started coming to church, and their lives have changed quite a lot. They really enjoy coming every Sunday evening, which is our main service, and they've been studying the Bible and taking their Christian life more seriously, so it's really good. So that's us. That's a little bit about our students. You can see here one of our classrooms, and we generally have in the beginning of the class, it's 1 hour. The class goes on for 1 hour, and we have a 5-minute Bible reading or a devotional of some kind. We have a prayer, and then 55 minutes of English teaching. When we decided to do this work, one of the things we said, we didn't want an ambush situation where we invited people to come to church and study English, and when they got there, we just preached the gospel and no English. So we don't do that. We have a 5-minute devotional, prayer, Bible reading, what have you, and then we really do teach them English to help them in their lives. And of course, in the while we have contact with these students, we invite them to all sorts of church events, church programs, and we try to invest in their lives and go out with them for a pizza and do different things together. And one of our goals when we go back now is to dedicate more time for spending time together so that we can share better with them. Okay, so Grant, I think it's back to you.
Grant's back.
Yes, Grant.
Yeah. Okay, our students, we've tried to get our students into the church and be involved with the church, get to know people from the church. We had a talent night, and we got together a small choir from our students, and we decided to sing in English, and we had a few practices, and on the night they did pretty well, really. They're not Christians, but they sang a Christian song. We're just going to play it now, and you'll just a quick insight into what our students were doing. Okay, you saw a couple of famous international singers in the middle of that. Sorry about that. so that was a great night. They came along. There was a good message afterwards. And after that, we went out for a pizza, which is very nice too. Brazilian pizza. When you come over, you'll have to try that. Brazilian pizza. Brazilians are fanatics for pizzas. Okay, so this is what we get our students into, things like this. We want to do more of this sort of thing, events perhaps in English as much as we can, and build a bridge to them personally. Sometimes we're so busy going from one class to another, we don't have time to stop and talk to them. So we're looking forward to improve this area when we go back. Okay. Big thank you. A big thank you for your support. We need your support. We are very aware of our reliance on you for prayers and for support in other ways, interest, friendship, and we've really appreciated your support over the years. As we go back, we know we don't go back by ourselves, but we go back as part of a Christian community working in this work. We probably go back for another 3 years of work. We go back on the 19th of April to go back to our English classes. We have to find a place to live when we go back. So we'll go through. Perhaps you'd like to see that. That's what we call fishing. Yeah. The cat's fishing in the fish pond, but very reliant on the cat underneath. And that's where we see ourselves. We're the cat on top and the church underneath supporting us. Without you, we wouldn't be able to go fishing for men, of course. So prayer points for our two teachers, Bruno and Melina, and Delano, which is our son. We have some more teachers interested, so you can pray for them that they will be able to come in. Family, as travels, our students, Anajara, Fernando, you've just met Fernando, Bruno, Italina, Daniel, Amanda, and 294 others. Okay, so you choose who would you like to pray for. Opportunities and for the Bible readings which we give to the students. They may continue to read, be interested. Some of the students want to have a Skype lesson with us while we're in New Zealand, but didn't eventuate. So we have a great relationship with them. We look forward to going back to rely on them. Okay, thanks very much for your time. Hand over to who? Alistair.
Thank you, Grant, and thank you, Nilwa. And we trust that, you're doing it well. You are doing a great work over in Brazil. And we trust you keep in good health. And I'll ask the music team to come on up, and we're going to sing. Going to sing one more song, and then we'll move further into the program for this morning. Let's stand, shall we? Let's sing "Rising Sun." Be seated.